Okay, here we go. Short word for Sfir Salman number 8. Our learning should be in Tzvotzov Roshem for Esatil Vas Ariel Tziporo. Peso Shachar Yisrael. Also, the initials, my wife's grandmother's yard. So this week, Yod Iyar, Shein Nabas of Yosef. Gemara Yevalmos. Tzamach Bezim. My Bezim just did it in Daf Yomi. Rabbi Kiva student start. Shalonogo Kovat Zabazet. Says the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron. Quoted by Yeruch HaMolshin. Mamir Yod Bezim is amazing Sefer Yerech Lomadim. Okay, Shkach. They weren't not giving, they didn't give cover to each other. What is the big deal? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create such a plague and 24,000 funerals, what's going on over here? Says the Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal, an incredible Yisod. He says, we know, we think of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh. And at the end of the day, if Rabbi Akiva was the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh, then his students would be the Moistrei HaTorah. They would be the ones for the future generations. L'dorus haba machareim. And if there is the pagam in their Torah, and there was a blemish in their Torah, that means there will be a pegam in the Mesorah for Torah for generations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have him do that because the Torah is complete. The Torah had to be fully shalem and fully tahor and fully beautiful and fully special. And if there was one ounce of something that was chasar missing, such as dibi chaverim, such as kavod haTorah, then at the end of the day, the whole Torah was nifsad. Because they didn't have proper tibi chaverim, the Torah would not be able to be given over in the most purified way, in the most special way. And this is exactly what he talks about, the importance of tibi chaverim, to have people in your life that are constantly pushing you and understanding you. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, explained by Rav Yerucham Olshin. You want to know why they died? They died because Rabbi Kiva was their Rebbe. He, Rabbi Kiva, was the Rebbe, foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh. And the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh had to be so pure, had to be so completely good and complete and shalim. And if there was one pagam and dibuch haverim, everything was out. Tainu k'deshi misiyas haTorah Shabbat Peh ladoros tia b'milu taharasa, had to be fully tar, fully shalim. And because it was lacking, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wipe them out. What an incredibly soul to be able to make sure that our Torah, and our Midos are always complete. And when we give over our Mesorah and our messages to our family, to our students, to ourselves, it's always done in a pure, complete, shlemus, lishma, for the right intentions in Torah way. Bez Hashem Yisbarach Shkoach.